O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. And returning to the studios of Great News Radio are two good friends now. You made it through the first Mark and Friends a few weeks ago, and appreciate you joining us again, because this is the week that the launching of the 40 Days for Life, where our listeners can get involved. I know many came out on the 12th for that special event at Holy Cross Church, where there were speakers and musicians and evening of learning, and yet rejoicing and celebrating and praying and learning more about how we can be actively involved in God's plan, and that's to preserve life and to allow people to heal through maybe some poor choices that they've made. So thank you for joining me again, Joy and Ivy, for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And thank you, Jason, for being available. You've carved out, again, time in your schedule to not only be available on Wednesday and Fridays, but to join me today, as this is a very personal passion in your life. Well, it should be for all of us, but I know just through your own faith journey and how God has revealed to you the importance of life and the importance of standing up for life and the importance of helping people process that this should be an issue important to all Christians, all followers of Jesus, the preservation of life.
Yeah, I think that through my story, I mean, it's, I won't even share all of it, but my mother got pregnant with me when she was very young, 17, and my father's parents, they prodded her, told her, to, you need to get an abortion, you need to get an abortion. Now, this was even prior to Roe versus Wade, so these were not even, you know, abortions that would happen in hospitals and those kinds of things. But, you know, praise God that my mom stood her ground and said, there's no way that that's going to happen. But even more so than that, you know, in a personal kind of powerful way, holding my own babies. You know, I joke oftentimes, I tell people that, you know, I never contemplated that I could kill a man until I held my babies. And then when I held my babies, I thought, if you ever touch this baby, I will break your arm. Mm-hmm. In a very sanctified kind of way. And then I'll do some prison ministry on the inside. Yeah. But I mean, really, truthfully, I mean, until I held those babies and I realized the miracle of it, I never read Genesis chapter 1 the same again since I've held those babies. Yeah. So we're just, I think, blessed and just so fortunate to have Joy and Ivy back in the studio so that they can help walk us through. Because before we talked about the celebration that happened that everybody attended, but we didn't really get an understanding or maybe even just maybe some of the stories of the impact that 40 Days for Life, the sidewalk ministry that gets out in front of Planned Parenthood and just walks the sidewalks and prays and just asks God to do something that we can't seem to do. We can't seem to bring the end to abortion on our own with our human hands and intellect and ingenuity. And it's only by God's divine power, his strength and his grace that this is going to happen. And so we just lean into God as we walk on those sidewalks and we do that. But Joy, maybe you could help us to understand, first of all, what brought you to this ministry and got you passionate about it? What in your life made you say, you know what, this is where I'm going to plant my feet and I'm going to give of myself? Because I watch you give of yourself and it's sacrificial. And I just say, what drove you to that?
Oh, well, thanks. It's a great question. Thank you. I started in the pro-life movement really in the January of 2000. There were some beautiful sisters that came to our parish for a mission, and they activated my prayer life more. And, you know, I had a daily walk with God in the scriptures, and it was a beautiful thing. And I realized I'm called to pro-life work, but I didn't know honestly what that was. And my spiritual director at the time said, well, we have a new group at Holy Cross. Why don't you come and join us? And that was the start of a great journey. So when I joined the group, I actually knew nothing, zip, zilch, nada. And so I learned about what pro-life was, and in Catholic speak, it's defending human dignity from the moment of conception to the moment of death. Mm-hmm. So anything in between. So we're dealing with abortion, basically, because it's the biggest egregious human rights violation we have. In the U.S., there's over 1.1 million lives lost due to abortion, and women still die from abortion today. So besides that, you know, we've got, you know, sexual usury and torture and, you know, euthanasia and embryonic stem cell research and everything in between. So we have all these difficulties, but we're concentrating on this because it's real. It's to the most defenseless. No baby can defend themselves, and especially in the womb where they should be really the safest they could be is the place of their death, which is really a sad, sad thing. What really convicted me, though, we always went to pray and we educated ourselves and we prayed about things and we helped people out with diapers and things. But something radically changed in 2004. And that's when 40 Days came about. But also, I had a girlfriend who I knew very well, and we had very busy schedules. And so we wouldn't get to see each other as much as we would like. And so we used to take a retreat, a weekend retreat, every year together. And we would just catch up. We'd have a lot of time in prayer, a lot of time in reflection, a lot of time for renewal and self-growth. But one night, she leaned into me and she said, "Joy, I never told you my story, did I?" And when a woman or anyone else says that to you, you know you're in for a long night and a lot of tears. But I am so grateful. In fact, this morning I was on the phone with her telling her how I appreciate so much. She trusted me with her story because so many people will not trust with the most innermost difficulty that they've ever had. So I tell her story while I'm on the sidewalk in about four sentences, and this is about it. That she was a happily married woman, and she never had any children, and I never asked her why, but that night she told me, and she said because of her abortion history, she doesn't have her natural children now. And as you can tell, it just convicted me that it was like a dagger to my heart. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I felt so bad. She said, "Joy, every morning I wake up and I know my children are not here. And every time I go to bed, I recognize the same." Now, thanks be to God, she's been through Rachel's Vineyard, you know, healing retreats, and she's come a long way. And again, God's love and mercy is bigger than any sin, including the sin of abortion. So she actually is a beautiful woman for Christ. She's done great work in the community. She has an adopted youngster now, so her family is growing. But the other thing she told me, too, is that, "Joy, if just one person were there, just one, praying, I'd have my natural family now." And that's what really did it. That dagger went into my heart real deep. And even though we prayed on the sidewalk, we did it occasionally, you know, maybe once a month, that was it. So for the next 3 weeks, she and I prayed together. The Holy Spirit really guided us. God is so good and so faithful. He helped us divide this method, which is very gentle. We offer help to women and families in whatever they need, whether it's diapers or food or transportation, furniture. We've arranged job referrals. We help them learn to cook. We do all kinds of things. And since that time, you know, depending on my health, but all through all four seasons, I'm usually out at the sidewalk of Planned Parenthood beyond the 40 days every Friday to pray and minister to anyone that comes in my path. So I talk to a lot of homeless people that are just going by to go to the store. We help with whatever we can and do, and we make a difference. In the last 10 years, we've had 85 women, praise God, you know, change their mind about abortion, and many of those families, we offer to stay with them. We walk the walk, and some of our children now are in late elementary school going on to middle school, and we've seen horrendous poverty, and we've seen tremendous difficulties. But, you know, I've never had any woman come back to me and said, "I should have aborted that youngster." I've had many women come back to me because I actually give my home phone to the people I meet, and they actually say, "I should have listened. Now what do I do?" So we're there to help. So with my girlfriend's brave sharing of her own personal grief and difficulty and heartache, is out of this came this ministry. So we're here to be available, to do whatever we can. Now, I don't have a $1 million budget. I only have a very small budget, but we make those pennies last, and we help women wherever they are. And basically, they need friendship. They need friends to walk the walk with them, that so they know they can call, and they frequently get called from women to say, "Joy, can you pray with me? I'm having, you know, there's a problem in my family. Can we pray together?" Or you know what? I'm going to pay this forward. We've seen many women go ahead because of the kindness and love received. They go pay it forward to their neighbor who may need some food or someone else, that they actually are the best advocates to say, "No, don't have an abortion. I know times are rough, but you can do it." It's an affirming ministry, not only for life, but to say, women are strong, men are strong, God will help. And we can make a difference. We don't need all the material things everyone says, but we can be out there. So that was a real turning point for me to change the ministry from more passive to much more engaging. So that's what's been going on the last 10 years.
And so in terms of this joy, you know, it's really funny because I found this out not too long ago. You know, we started collecting diapers at our church because I learned that diapers is one of the things that is not covered by any sort of assistance plan, whether it be food stamps, whether it be what, yeah. It's the one thing that's not covered. And I don't know anybody who has kids would know that that's the thing you go through the most.
Right.
I mean, diapers. I mean, I think when my son was first born, it was like 10 a day. Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking, sheesh, I didn't need to get stock in diapers.
Right, right.
And so sometimes the ways to encourage, I tell people at our church that the easiest way to sometimes encourage people is the most mundane looking way, to pick up a box of diapers when you're at the grocery store. I mean, $20 can be the catalyst for some really great encouragement.
Yeah, the big difference maker.
Yeah, difference maker. I mean, sometimes I think that we want to hit a really big target, not realizing that there are some targets that are very easy, very attainable. In fact, my wife now, when she goes to the store, she just grabs a box of diapers and throws them in the cart, and she says, it's so easy, why didn't I ever do it before?
Right, right. And thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, formula is very expensive, and I do a lot of food shopping for families. You know, there are a lot of food pantries here, but I frequently go to Aldi's. So if anyone wants to get, you know, gift certificate to Aldi's, you know, and help out, that's exactly right. But, you know, the kindness that we can show, we have paid some big bills, but I can't pay big bills all the time, and I can't take care of everyone's financial needs. But these small gestures of love to help a family stay afloat, it gives these women hope that somebody in the community cares about them and that, you know, they're not alone. And frequently, people have gone back to church. We've had one couple get married. We are a full-service organization, so unfortunately, one woman who had a child pass away 25 days after birth, we actually arranged and paid for that funeral, that so that family did not have to go through that. So whatever we can do in small gestures, I mean, we've delivered thousands of diapers. I haven't ever counted. I think I'd be too afraid to count how many diapers and wipes we've given out. But yeah, any which way. And so it's a real heart-to-heart thing. You know, again, we're trying to love a person on the sidewalk, help them not have this decision. And even if they do, we still love them. I've had women say, oh, you know, you told me and I should have done it, and now you're not going to speak to me anymore. I said, are you kidding? No, I have a big hug for you, and let's pray together, and let's have God's grace come, and let's make the choice from here on in not to do that. You know, so we're here to help.
Well, there's an event tomorrow, 40 Days of Life gets kicked off. Tell us about it and how people can get involved.
Okay, great. Well, 40 Days is an initiative nationwide, and the main thing is to have two or more people praying on the sidewalk where abortions take place. So a youth group, a small group, a Bible group, a family can come out. We tell people, please just stay on the sidewalk, but you can sign up at 40daysforlife.com and look for Champaign, because Champaign is one of the cities we're involved in, and it's 40 days of prayer, of constant presence. Normally, people sign up between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every day, starting September 23rd, and it goes to the beginning part of November. And come out with your family. Come out with a friend. Come out with your prayer partner. You know, come out with your workout buddies. You know, come out with your pastor. We would love pastors to come out with their churches and sign up for different days, and we have different churches doing that, which we're very grateful. So you sign up online, and you make your commitment if you can. Try to come out 1 hour a week, and it's only, you know, 6 weeks or so altogether, so six times. Can you spare 6 hours to help save women and men and children from the difficulty of abortion?
So they can find out more at 40daysforlife.com, and that's 40 daysforlife.com. And say they decide they want to come out, what else do they need to know? Say they don't have the internet. Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number for them to call? Because you want to have people scheduled so there's always some presence on the sidewalk.
Right. Yes. They can call me at my home phone, and it's 359-8406, and my name is Joy. For people who don't have the internet, we'll schedule you, you know, by hand, and bring a friend. And there's free parking. Just look for the places where there are no reserved spots for the city of Champaign. There are metered parking too. And don't park in the county market parking lot, because they want you to buy groceries there. So if you want to buy groceries, great, but then spend a few minutes over with us.
And where will they actually meet?
Actually, Planned Parenthood, our local Planned Parenthood, is one of the two abortion clinics. It's 302 East Stoughton Drive, or Stoughton. I'm not sure how they say it here. I'm from the East Coast in Champaign, so right on Stoughton.
And if you need more information, you can call Joy directly at 217- 217-359-8406, 217-359-8406. And I ask the location because other listeners, maybe they can't commit to that hour or a certain period of time in the next 40 days because it'll all begin tomorrow, the 23rd. But maybe even as they drive by, they offer up a prayer to God, you know, God, bring clarity to mind, strengthen those that are on the corner right now praying with people or, you know, sharing the good news message of Jesus or just sharing the message that God values life, all life.
Right.
And so I know, Jason, you and your church have caught the vision or felt led of God. Hey, this is something that we can easily do, tangibly do to make a difference, to get involved and have signed up for some hours. What would you say to maybe a pastor that's tuned in to communicate this to his congregation or for the Great News Radio listener that's saying, gosh, there's something that I can do. I can stand and pray for an hour or walk around on the sidewalk and present this message to those that are going by.
Well, one of the things that I love about this ministry is not yelling and waving our hands and creating a ruckus. And this is God-centered, graceful activism, which is that we're going to lean into God and we're going to pray. We're going to walk on that sidewalk and we're going to trust that God will open the doors. I think that Joy said, and I would love as we close the program out, maybe she shares a story, but how 80 or 85 different times God has opened the door, and he will open the door because it's what he does. Now, to a pastor or even, say, a layperson, maybe there's an elder who's listening to this, I do not know how you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, his way and his truth and his life, and not stand for the preservation of all life. Because if Jesus came to set the captives free, if he came to give freedom and victory to people in their lives, do you not think that that victory belongs to those who can't even fight? Jesus said, call to me all the little children. And so I do not know how we preach a gospel that leads towards life and life everlasting without seeking to stand firm and to save those lives which are within our grasp. I mean, they're within our grasp. We see them. We see the pregnant bellies. We see them. I mean, they're there. And so I don't know how you don't do that. Now, before I want Joy to share the story, I do want to say this, and I'm going to challenge you because Joy's very kind in how she presents this. Everybody else knows that I'm a little more pointed. Listen, Joy said if there was just one person, and there is just one person, it's you. It's who's hearing me right now. It's you. There is one person. And so whether you're driving in your car, you're sitting in your living room, or wherever you're at, you are that one person who can make a difference. And maybe getting out on the sidewalk is awfully scary to you. So maybe financially you can offer something up so that this ministry can touch all people in all ways, so that whenever somebody calls for a need, there isn't a moment where Joy might have to hesitate and say, well, let me see what I can do. So that she can say, I know what I can do because of the generosity of God's people who have poured in and filled that bucket up. So maybe financially you can give, but maybe you can even step even farther into that and get out into that kind of gray area, the fringes of darkness where wickedness lies, and you'll stand firm and walk that sidewalk and pray. But whoever you are, it's you. It is you. And I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to step forward and the life that God has given you, now stand for another life. Joy, would you share with us maybe a story of how you've seen God bring victory in the lives of somebody who is contemplating or struggling with, and we have about 5 minutes to close, and I'd just love for you to close us out.
And we'll have to give her a minute or two to wipe away the tears.
I
should have pulled out the Kleenex early on in this program, and I should say that sweet Ivy is doing the motherly thing in the other room where there are two children, and so I don't know if she'll make it back in the studio for this program, but we appreciate her also coming out and her stance for life as being a co-director of this 40 Day for Life that gets launched on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I being a mom is pro-life work, so she's doing exactly what she should be doing right now. God bless. We have so many stories, and they're stranger than truth, but I mean, stranger than fiction, I guess it would be. But let me tell you one of our most recent saves. You know, whenever a woman comes into the abortion clinic, she's looking for a way out. It's not that she really wants to kill her child. We've only met a couple of people that actually know what they're doing, purposely seek it out, and continue anyway. Most women think it will just get them them out of the jam. It could be that they've had an affair and they don't want their husband or boyfriend to know they have been with somebody else. It could be that they're pregnant and they don't want to let their parents know that they're sexually active. It could be they hooked up with the wrong guy and they're embarrassed by him and they realize he's no good. Well, they should have, you know, realized that earlier, but, you know, they're realizing it now. There are 1,000 reasons why. But I want to tell you a little bit about a very dramatic story that we had, and it was last September, right about this time. We had a young woman walk into the clinic, and we always motion, hey, come on over, good morning, you know, we have real help for tough situations, no judgment. And she just went right into the clinic. And it's very unusual for a young woman to come in by herself. She'll usually come in with another person, her boyfriend, her mom, her dad, and sometimes these people also get a lot of pressure from their parents because they don't want to have, you know, the embarrassment of whatever the situation is. So this woman goes right in, and then meanwhile I'm looking at her car and I realize, for some reason, I know that license plate. It actually had a Christian verse on it, and it's very ironic. We have a lot of people who profess to be Christians and then come in for an abortion because there's a disconnect on what's going on. So in any event, I'm looking at the car, and I said, gee, I know some neighbors that have, you know, the license plate, but is that them? And I'm thinking, I was like, oh, bing, and you know, the light bulb goes on in the head. The night before, I got a Facebook message from a woman asking where can people go for pregnancy tests. And she didn't give any details, but I suddenly realized, oh, this is their car. So, yes, you can go into Planned Parenthood, you know, for pregnancy tests. They'll charge you for that, or they'll charge the state for that. But in general, if you go in on an abortion day, they will do their best to convince you, just stay. We can take care of your problem. You're upset? We can deal with that. No problem. So, I realized who the mom was. I contacted the mom. I waited a long time for the woman to come out of the clinic. I usually am there 3 hours or so every Friday, and she didn't come out. But I left a message for the mom, and I got a hold of the mom, and I said, are you sitting down? Yes. Okay. Is this the color car? Yes. Is this your license plate? Yes. I said, well, someone driving your car, and I don't know whether it was a relative or a friend, just went into the Planned Parenthood clinic, and they didn't come out, and I've been there all morning. So I said, if you get a hold of her, I just want to let you know, right now Planned Parenthood does these RU46 abortions. They're chemicals to undo the pregnancy. But I said, there are ways to medically get around that. So I said, if you get a hold of her, I'm here. And I was always wondering why that afternoon on Friday, I had no other appointments. That was my appointment. She called back 20 minutes later. Joy, she wants to meet with you. Okay, where? I'll jump in my car right now. We met, and so I met the mom and the daughter who went in, and I talked to her, and I said, you know, there are no guarantees, but right now, if you don't do anything, your baby will die, and there's nothing we can do about it. However, there is a way to medically reverse that. We can call. There's sort of a hotline number for the nation. No guarantees, but do you want to help save your baby? And she said, yes. So praise God, and we're so happy. And so we found the doctor. It turns out to be her own physician. You know, God doesn't, you know, all these things happen for a reason. Got her in that day for the reverse process, and there's a process, and basically it's getting more progesterone into a woman, that so it counteracts this other medicine. Well, fast forward, this family has come together. The woman has had her youngster. This youngster is healthy. She's fine. She's gotten her life a little more, you know, cohesive and with the family, and it's brought a lot of healing. So out of a bad situation where she thought a baby was the last thing she wanted, and she wanted to sort of keep that from her parents, all of a sudden her parents have cocooned her, wrapped their arms around her, and, you know, so we can't say that the, you know, story is completely, you know, 100%, 1,000%, but it's so beautiful to see the family together, to have love, and things are working around fine. And we just want to say thank you, you know, to that woman and all the other women who courageously say, you know what, I can't do this. Or the men who say, you know what, I don't want you to have an abortion, I want you, you know, we'll get through this together, you know.
Yeah. I just want to speak, you know, as we close the program out today, to maybe anybody who that story, you say, gosh, that's my story, but it didn't turn out like that. It didn't end like that. Listen, I know that abortion is difficult. I know that the shame and the guilt that wells up that's there. But listen, there is nothing that you've done. There's no sin that's been committed that can overpower, that can outpace the cross. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus Christ can forgive us of everything that we've done, past, present, and future. And so if you're struggling right now with abortion, if you're struggling with the thoughts of, or maybe coming out of it, the guilt and shame accompanied with, if you're a man or a woman, you're a grandparent, you're a mother, you're a father, Joy, in the final moment, who can they call? Who can they reach out to?
Well, Rachel's Vineyard is a wonderful organization. It's national and international. We recommend them highly. Locally, through Living Alternatives, they offer, you know, repair after abortion. And if you're an abortion worker, I would totally encourage you to, you know, leave the industry, but call. And Then There Were None, which is a ministry out of Texas with Abby Johnson, and they help medical professionals and people who are working at different clinics to leave the industry. But we're here for you. We will listen. Your stories are confidential with us. You know, as you notice, we weren't saying any names or giving any details and things, but we want to help, and that's why we're here. We'll pray with you, we'll pray for you, and we keep up with you, you know, as much as you want with us, and we will never forget you, because, you know, you're worthy of love, you're worthy of, you know, the love and mercy that you deserve, and the blossoming that God wants in your life and your soul for you and your family. So even though this has happened in the past, you can always decide that you'll never do that again and get the help that you need. So we really encourage people to live completely in God with all that.
Well, Joy, I'm going to give out your phone number, 217-359-8406, 217-359-8406. You obviously can hear the tender and gentle spirit that Joy has, that God has instilled in her. And then tomorrow, September 23rd, you can participate in this 40 Days for Life. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at 40daysforlife.com. 40daysforlife.com, and the 40 is 40 days for life. You can find out more or just call Joyce and she can get you signed up, and maybe in 2 weeks you find out that you can be available on Thursday from like 2 to 3 p.m. You can sign up any point from now through the end of this 40 days beginning on the 23rd. So find out more at 40daysforlife.com or give Joy a call. And thank you, Joy, for being available, and Jason for participating again
in
today's edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.